Blog Talk Radio.
This club on fire, and outside I bet all this money smoke.
All this money smoke,
smoke, smoke. The way your body roll, I'ma lose control. Cause you got this club on fire, and outside I bet all this money smoke.
All this money smoke, smoke.
Yeah. Come on, pink diamonds, pink sand beaches, Aruba. Blue sapphires on days when she feeling Uber. She hood and in the mood when I'm in the mood. Erotic, so exotic, I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever, I just want to taste of love. Sample that product, I bet a nigga chum go numb. She's a narcotic, that bomb stick burning, we smoking. My old flame, my Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I keep Nina around. And it's small on my back, taste some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Gray hit some. Then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Niggas can't comprehend what the shit about. Police coming,
you like
put
smoking,
the shit
you
out.
Got me high.
You
make a nigga won't put it down. I'm feeling like
a motherfucker. What the fuck you done for me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke,
you got me high.
Ooh,
I make your love come down. One time, had it out.
What the fuck you you got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she get to work and I hit, you know the temperature rise, oh lord. Soon as she see the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimping ain't easy. Fact, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping crack, now my cars are black. Nigga, get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the stick calls. Who's the city? A house is not a home without her. I had them panties on a Greyhound filled up with powder. But when she show me what she do for me, has no limits. Her wanting is temporary.
You
come
like
show,
smoking,
she gon' get it.
What's
up?
You make a nigga, won't put it down. I feel like I'm
what the fuck you done for me? You got me feeling like a
like
rolled up for me. You like smoking,
you got me high.
Ooh,
I make your love come down. One time, had it out.
What the
down.
Fuck you done for me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
Everybody showing the love. She at the door. Turn this bitch down, that's fire in the hole. I'm trying to hit it and hit it. Don't want to pass it. Got me addicted, I'm tripping. Where the sass at?
Wednesday from 8 to 9 o'clock. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks to everybody checking me out, whether it be on the internet, whether it be on your phone, whether it be online, or whether you just go back and listen to me on the archives. Thanks for tuning in. I think this is going to be a kind of breezy show today, people. I'm not really hyped and charged. I do got the drink in my cup, though. I always got the drink in my cup. always got to drink them a cup now. Don't get that fucked up. But we're going to just talk about some things. But I was talking to one of my homegirls, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to, like, I have a lot of girlfriends, people. And when I mean girlfriends, I mean, like, platonic girlfriends. I'm a guy that I'd rather hang out, you know what I'm saying, with a bunch of women any day. I'm just going to let you know that right now. I'm just going to get that out there. But, you know, but also I just throw it out there. I got a lot of girlfriends, so if I have women problems, I can talk to my girlfriends. You know what I mean? I mean, as a man, a guy can't tell you no goddamn good advice about women. What are you going to tell you? Oh, nigga, just leave her alone. And I'm like, no, nigga, I like her. So I get advice from my women friends. I'm not in a relationship or anything of that nature. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like I need critical advice, but, you know, we talk. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, but in reverse, I give them advice for their men problems. You understand what I'm saying? Because as women, they can't get no advice from other women about men. You understand what I'm saying, people? Because, you know, the whole opposite attract things. You can't get no advice off the same person because they're all caught up in emotions. They're caught up in their emotions. So, you know what I mean? So you can't do that. So with that being said, like, I have a lot of girlfriends. And like I said, it seems like at the end of the day, they're all going through the action. Like, they're going through the same problems. This is crazy. I wonder if they're all, whoa, hold on. Sorry, people. I wonder if they're all cycling with them. I don't know. Shout out to my girlfriend. Girlfriend's platonic. Not, you know what I'm saying? But, they're all having the same problems. They're all having, like, these men problems. And they know the issues. They know the key to the problems. They know what they need to do. They know what they need to do. They know the guy that they're messing with is a piece of shit or something. They know that that guy does not deserve your vagina. Continue to chase. Keep on chasing something. I can talk to these girls. They will tell me the problem. Oh, he's an asshole. He cheated on me. I seen his car at another girl's house. But I still think it's my fault, Smokey. And I'd be like, no, baby girl, like, now see, and I didn't want to spend too much time on this because I have a lot of things to discuss today. But it's like, I think that, like I said, I was talking to one of my girlfriends. I think that women have this princess programming into them. Where whether you have a child to somebody or things of that nature, just have this perfect thing. You've been watching, and this, I'm not trying to be funny or facetious. You've been watching the Disney movies, you know what I'm saying? And you have that knight in shining armor, you're always going to get that. So just hold out and just to try to get that whole perfect image of family, you know what I mean, with the wife, the husband, the children, audience living in one house. Because you've been programmed to think that way from watching all the Disney movies and just other programming, whether it be, it could be a soap opera. You understand what I'm saying? And you guys watch that thing and you think that's how life works. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, baby girl. It doesn't work that way. Because a lot of people think that once you have children, you're supposed to get closer. But sometimes it pushes your people apart. You understand what I'm saying? I know it sounds weird, but it pushes people apart. You know what I mean? And you people think that if you have a child, that might bring you closer. You know what I'm saying? And also, a lot of girls will take a lot of, I won't even say physical abuse. It may be mental abuse or even physical abuse. Just to paint that picture that they have that that American dream, we would say, that white picket fence, the house, the car, the kids, and the perfect husband. So you would go, you're going to go through a lot of shit to, you know what I'm saying, to paint that picture. But a lot of you girls, you know the solution to your problems. But it's hard for you to move on. You know what I mean? And I mean, and I know, I understand. Because change is hard. It's hard to change. Especially if that's, you know what I mean, that's what you're used to. Like, could you imagine, like, we'll talk like this. Could you imagine if the world just found out that, you know what I mean, if the government just, or somebody just came out and said that Jesus is not real? There would be a lot of people, and I don't know, we can't prove that. We're not even going to go into the religious thing. We're just talking this, I'm just giving you an analogy. I like to give analogies. So we're just saying that, could you imagine if there was something that came out that said, yo, Jesus is not real? Could you imagine how many people would still hold on to that doctrine? Because they have nothing to stand on. They're afraid of the change. And a lot of you women are afraid of the change. And sometimes women, ladies, when you change, maybe if you change your situation, then the people around you change. So therefore, if you got a guy and say you do want to work it out with this guy, and just do split up, okay? But you change and say, you know what, I'm not going for the fuckery, though. He's going to have to change. He's going to have to know that, okay, I know that I can't come at her like this no more. You know why? Because she changed. And then it causes that person around you to change. And if he doesn't want to change, get him the fuck out of there. Just get him the fuck out of there. Because you have to, like, if you number one in your shit, you don't look behind you. You look at the top. Right? You're number one. Say it to yourself real quick. I'm number one. I'm number one. I'm number one. So if you're number one, how's you going to let number two bring you down? Because you're the first priority in everything in your life, right? Let me say it again. You are the first priority in everything in your life, right? Now, some people might say, oh, you know, my children first. But let's talk about this real quick. Without you, your children can't eat, right? If you ain't right, your children ain't right. So let's change our paradigm real quick and say, you're number one. You're the top of your totem pole, and everything else trickles down, right? Let's try to change that paradigm. We like that. That's all cool and fly. That's all dope. Yeah, you're my children first. But let's be clear. It got to be you first. And then it's just like if you're a mother, you know what I mean? And if you're breastfeeding, you got to make sure you're healthy because your milk is trickling down to your child. You get me? You know, so you're the top of that totem pole. Maybe I'll do maybe one show, and all the guys will probably hate me on this, and I'll come up with a lot of facts and a lot of historical things on how the woman is God. I'll come up with that. I mean, I don't have to come up with that. I already got it. You know what I mean? But I have to build. I'm gonna have to build this up. I need the ladies, a lot of ladies, to come in and so they know that the woman is God. Let's give it up for the ladies. The woman is God. The woman is God, fellas. The woman is God. Okay, that's my little rant. But maybe one day, you know what I'm saying, I'll come up with a whole show where we just sit here and chop it up about relationships. But we gotta move on. You know what I'm saying? We definitely gotta move on. And like I said, people, I'm definitely a part of the Joust Battle League. Shout out to my cousin Wesley, Reno Shebang family. You know what I mean? And like I said, they had an event the week before last. It was it like I said, it turned it out really good. But let me be clear again, the guy that I rooted for, Cracker Kev, he got that work. He got the work. He got that work. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know what I mean, we got the callers out there, you know what I'm saying? Wes, we're gonna bring you in a second here, bro. You know what I'm saying, cousin? And like I said, there's a lot of things that a lot of business going down that we're politicking people, but I want to educate y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, because last week was what was it? Some type of a voting type thing where, like, the thing is, I always lose your people with the clips because it seems like y'all don't want to be educated, but it's like, I can't talk about it unless you hear what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Because I get to talk and shit, and people be wanting to.
Are you
like,
done? Are you done? Are you done? Are you done?
They just want me to just to bring the funny the whole time, but sometimes you definitely have to hear where I'm coming from. So when you hear these clips, you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe this person said this shit. Or I can't believe that this is where this is coming from. So please bear with me, you impatient, some of you impatient. I can't go and say, oh, y'all. Y'all motherfuckers just want to hear me talk all the time. But if I have to attack an issue, you got to see where I'm coming from. So we're talking about the voting thing, and just listen to some of the people. And I know a lot of you out there voted for Obama and things of that nature. But when I say that, when people might get on Facebook and tell you to vote, or Twitter, Instagram, or vote or die, or whatever the thing is, but a lot of people don't even know what they vote for, people. So therefore, please listen to this clip, and you know, I mean, it's only 2 minutes, and just listen to how the interviewer is asking the Obama voters, and they have no fucking idea what they're talking about. We'll be back in a minute and a half. Listen. Listen to the music.
Someone to actually make a difference in my generation.
Obama, 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 Obama,
yeah. Listen to the music.
Party currently controls Congress?
Listen.
Currently, like, I don't know, actually.
The Republicans.
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 Republicans, yeah. Control Congress?
Yeah.
Probably Republican, because the president's Republican.
It's the Democrats that control it, though, people.
I think it's Republicans are controlling it now, I believe.
What, the Republicans? Which political party currently controls Congress?
I don't know.
Yeah. We can admit Obama's a Democrat, right?
No.
Do you know who Barney Frank is?
No.
How about Nancy Pelosi?
No.
How about Harry Reid?
I've heard that name, but I don't know who that is.
What do you think of Barney Frank?
I have no idea who that is.
Nancy Pelosi.
She's pretty cool.
Harry Reid?
I don't know who that is.
What do you think of Barney Frank?
I don't know him.
I don't know who Barney Frank is.
What do you think of Harry Reid?
Don't really know Harry Reid.
I don't know Barney Frank.
What do you think of Nancy Pelosi?
I only know the name. I don't know the face.
I'm done with it. Let's clap it up for them. They had no idea about the Obama administration. They had nothing. They knew nothing. They just voted because he was black. They didn't know anything. They didn't know who Nancy Pelosi is. They didn't know anything about his administration. And that's the whole thing about with certain people. I know certain some of y'all people, some of my listeners, you are not political. You just don't even give a shit. But I don't like when people try to convince you guys to go out there and vote on some shit y'all don't know about. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? I just don't like that. Don't get out there and tell y'all to vote. Get out there and, oh, vote or die, this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no. Don't do that. Why don't you tell them, these people, about what they are really, you know what I'm saying, what the issues are. You just get up there and say, hey, vote for somebody. Get out there and vote. So to you, I say,
oh, hell no.
We're going to talk some hip-hop in a second, man. I mean, shout-out to everybody on the line, man. Shout-out to the chat room, man. Shout-out to, I mean, 916 Chris. Shout-out to Coondog. Shout-out to, it's King Dog. Sorry, bro. Shout-out, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to everybody in the chat. You know what I mean? We're going to talk here in a second. Like I said, we can always talk about some real issues, people. You know what I mean? Like I said before, and it happened last week, and we're gonna talk about that again. But I'm gonna bring my peeps on the line real quick and see what's going on. Wes,
yo.
What's going on, brother? What's going on? Hold on, real quick. Hold on, real quick, man. Hold on, real quick. We got Wes. You know what I'm saying, on the check-in. Rojo. From Josh Battle League, rapper. What's going on with your brother? Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Just trying to put together the next league, or try to put together the next event, trying to get cards together, see who want to battle, see who want to perform again, see who want to judge, you know what I mean? Just putting things together. Hopefully I don't have to step in the next event.
Okay. Well, the thing is, though, what we're going to do right now, did you have anything to say about the topics I was just discussing, though?
Well, when it comes to the political topic, what I see is a lot of people vote just to either fit the cultural stigma of being black or trying to be popular and try to fit in with the in crowd and not really pay attention to what the policies are, pay attention to what the people are talking about, paying attention to who's in their corner and what their policies are. At the end of the day, I feel the president is nothing but a figurehead. He answers to Congress just like kings answer to Parliament.
Right. Well, I'm a slightly disagree with you on that one, because I think that Parliament answers to the Queen. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I mean, nowadays,
yeah.
But I'm talking about within, like, the 15th, 16th century, when it was a king monarch.
Okay.
He
so,
answered the Parliament.
I'm with you on this. You're basically saying that, listen, president is basically just a puppet. He's just a face. Basically, if we use this analogy, right? And you saying like this, like, okay, if we talk about like John Gotti, okay? If we talk about John Gotti and say like, okay, when you deal with the real world mob bosses, you never see their faces, right?
Exactly.
You never really see their faces. So John Gotti was kicking up to somebody else. Exactly. So what you're saying is, at the end of the day, this guy is nothing. Let's keep it here. It's not a black and white issue. We know this.
It's not,
because you being a guy that's melanated, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. So it's not a black and white thing. So tell me again, say it one more time, what you think what the president is of the United States.
A figurehead, someone to either praise or blame. That's who he is. When things go right, oh, he's the man. When things go wrong, it's all his fault. When people don't even realize he can't pass a bill without someone else approving it.
So you're saying that we need to get behind the wizard, the wizard behind the curtain. So you're saying that Obama
exactly.
is just a figurehead. He's a figurehead. That's cool. But the policies that real quick, we can't really be hard on Obama, really, because he's just a figurehead. He's just doing what he's told.
Exactly.
I'm rocking with you because I can look at both sides of the spectrum and say, okay, I see people say, okay, at least we got a black person in there, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least we got a black person in there. I see where you're coming from. At least we got a black person in there. But you're saying that this guy is just a figurehead for the quote unquote, what would you say, New World Order, Illuminati, or something like that, and he has no power whatsoever? Is that what you're saying?
To an extent.
What?
I'm not going to say he has absolutely no power. I mean, he can make some decisions. But at the same time, majority of, like, the bigger decisions are passed through an entirely different scene.
Okay. Now that we're here, Wes, that's good that you caught in, because I know you're somewhat conscious, I would like to say. So at the end of the day, let's take it here. Do you think, because this is part of the discussion, do you think that Jay-Z is Illuminati?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think he controls anything. Once again, they're using him to maintain the media, to maintain the general public, keep them happy.
Yeah, because that's the paradigm I want to go into, okay? And basically say he is not Illuminati, though. I'm saying that he is a puppet for the Illuminati, and he's used to make certain agendas to go down. Jay-Z has nothing to do on how the currency moves in this country. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She has nothing to do on how the country moves and how the currency moves. But I can say that they do program the black community or the people to do certain things that sway us into a certain direction. Now,
true.
Now walk with me on this one. Now see if you agree with me. Okay. Now I see him doing these videos and he throws all these symbols up, which comes from ancient Kemet, which is Egypt, you know this. So it's it seems like now it's becoming the new marketing that, okay, now we don't watch Jay-Z's videos just to see if it's jamming. We watch it for the symbolism. And I think now that new dark mysticism, the new occultic mysticism, is becoming the new marketing, because now certain conscious people in the conscious community are looking at these videos like, man, Jay-Z's throwing up 666. Jay-Z's throwing up, you know what I mean? Nicki Minaj is talking about anaconda. What is she, hermaphrodite? Because you can't be talking about an anaconda if you don't have a penis.
Maybe so, but in senses like that, no. You're right. He's not controlling anything, but he is under the oath of the Bothaman.
Mm-hmm.
He is sworn under that oath. But at the same Minaj thing,
people are trying to connect dots
that don't exist. All right, go ahead.
Real quick. Now, I know. Now, can you educate the listeners what the Bothaman is?
How do I explain this in simplest form? Basically, the Bothaman is an oath of secrecy that you won't, like, expose the Illuminati secrets and what you were told and what goes on behind closed doors that you know. That is the oath of the Bothaman. It is what got Tupac killed, breaking that oath.
So, basically, cats take an oath, because this is a discussion for me. And the thing is, you know what I mean, that's great that you're on the line, because you do the study. Because I have to, me, no pun intended, I have to play devil's advocate. You know what I mean?
I know.
And say, look, I mean, you can't say that everybody that's instantly successful takes that oath. There's a lot of people that's successful, like a Cat Williams. I can say the latest that totally went against the grain, that is totally successful, and they don't take the oath. But they, you know what I mean, and they don't take the oath. I'm saying that, asking you from your knowledge and your study, because this is, I'm gonna want to make it clear, cousin. This is no debate. We're not debating here. We're just trying to shoot marbles and bring out knowledge out of each other, and then educate the listener. That's all we're trying to do. This is no debate. I'm just letting you know that right now. You know, I'm not trying to bust down your knowledge, and I hope you're not trying to bust down what I know. Okay, but you guys, we're just talking to the listener right now, because some of the listener ain't up on this study. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah,
what I'm asking you, we'll say on a local standpoint, do local rappers or local artists, period. And artists, we talk about artists, we have a wide umbrella. You know what I mean? We could talk about actors, painters, poets. Do you think that for them
you
to
can
be
talk about sculptors when it comes to
yeah.
All right. No, yeah. My bad. I cut you off, Loki.
No. You got to understand. I told you, we're going to have like a 2 or 3 second delay. You know what I'm saying? When we're talking to each other. So it's not like we're cutting each other off. But do you think that for these guys to become, or these people to become, quote unquote, famous, do they have to take this oath? Or do you think that they can just do it from the ground up and just become famous without taking the oath? How about this? Can you tell me some examples of people that you know through your study that tried to do this and ended up just getting killed because they didn't take the oath? Or did?
The way I look at it is, you can make it without taking the oath, but what they do is they blind you. They think you need these deals. They want you to need them, but in turn, they really need you. If you can build your own fan base and you can market yourself, you don't need them at all. If you can get like 3,000 people at a show and charge 20 at the door, what do you need a record deal for? What do you need to sign the oath for? You don't. But yet for them to continue making money, they need the artist.
I said like this here. I'm gonna do this to you, right? Since you're on the line.
Yeah.
I'm gonna name an artist, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I wanna just tell whoever's calling me right now to Nick. I'm live on radio. He's just saying. Excuse me. I want to ask you, right? And your honest opinion. You're doing your study, okay? Do you think? Okay, I'm gonna just name a couple artists, right? And I'm gonna ask you. Do you think that they took the oath? Okay.
All right.
And if you say why, and please, can you tell me why? Because the thing is, I might know something, and like I said, this is not a debate. I want you to tell, you know what I'm saying, and tell me why. You know what I mean? I'm going to put you on the spot real quick, though, brother. Do you think that Joe Buttons took the oath?
No.
He's on Shady
Records. I don't think he has.
He's on Shady Records.
He is on Shady Records. But then you got to look at it this way. Slaughterhouse hasn't blown up since then. Slaughterhouse is still an underground name.
Okay, let me throw one more at you. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube? I think he has.
You think he hit, and why?
Why?
Yeah, because that's the
simply
the thing
because
is, I'm not questioning you. We're doing it to the listener. You just can't tell the listener, like, yeah, because they're going to want to
know,
and they're going to want to
and you need an explanation.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah, they're going to want to do their own stuff.
Yeah. All right. And why I think that Ice Cube has is because he's in far more than rap now. Like, he's doing kid movies and all types of other stuff. And when Disney gets their hands on you, I'm pretty sure you have signed the oath. That's just my personal opinion.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick because I got to bring somebody in to gloat, cousin. I'm going to put you on hold real quick because I got to go bring somebody in to gloat. Hold on. Let me bring him in. Hey, you want to talk about how your boy got spanked on Saturday?
Nah, I told you already. Hey,
you want to talk about?
He got his head beat there. It was wishful thinking on my part. I'm not sold on your boy Hammer Coverland. I'm not sold on that.
We got the. I tell you what, when we was at the Elks, real quick, we talk on Box and Talk real quick. This is my man Chris Clay on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? Coach of the year. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Three-peat. You know what I'm saying? But the guy, I had to bring him in so he could eat his crow live on air because I told this man in his face at the Vandegrift Elks that white boy was a motherfucking truth. And everybody was running scared of him in that division, and nobody wanted nothing to do with him. You see what he did to the old head over the weekend, sir.
Hey, but do you agree with me? My boy comes up there, nine rounds, easy work. Nine rounds, easy work.
Tell him, he ain't calling him out, is he? We're talking about right now over the weekend, Bernard Hopkins, the great Bernard Hopkins. Let's be clear here. I'm definitely give him his props. 49 years old, straight legend out there in the boxing game. He took an L over the weekend, and me and this guy was going back over Facebook. We was going in on text messages, and you know what I mean. And I ended up being right because I told him it was going to happen. But he still got faith. He still got faith in this guy, Orange Ray Ward, and guys, Google him. He's a good dude, but he can't fuck with Kovalev. He can't fuck with Kovalev, Kurt.
Oh man, let's give Kovalev that work.
Dog.
Easy.
Hey, easy money. Hey. Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this here, Kurt. And I'm going to go back to the homie real quick, and I hope you stay around. I'm going to put some footage on you on your Facebook wall when Triple G was knocking Kovalev out and sparring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, like, I didn't even see that.
Like, they was trained by the same cat, right?
Right.
And like Triple G, I mean, Kovalev left that camp because he didn't want to spar with Triple G no more, knocking him out with leg gear, nigga.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
but
hey,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That delay got me, but go ahead.
Mm-mm. It's on you.
I was gonna weigh in on the whole conversation you was having with your man.
Okay, let's go. Great. All right.
Smokey, I'm not buying it. I just, you know what I'm saying? I think that these entertainers and rappers, they like you to believe that. They find it entertaining to themselves that people are out there thinking that they're part of this whole secret society.
What I was saying to the brother earlier. I was like, you know what? Sometimes they're using this as a marketing tool. Like, they see we're on it, so they just do it anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, throw goats and, you know what I mean, and throw these little random signs up in there because it's like, okay, if you think I'm like this, okay, I'm just going to play into it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you think I'm a Satanist? All right, I'll be up here drinking goat's blood. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to play devil's advocate now. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, I wasn't sure. Who was you talking to? I came in late.
That was Wesley. That's Wesley from the NKP. You know what I mean?
Crush's name.
Rojo. Yeah, that's that whole circle. That's that whole clique right down there. But anything else? Because my whole thing about it is this. Like, I just think, I know that, but it's just like, people, I'm like
Better?
This. When you talk Illuminati, right, and you know what,
right.
Wes, I'm going to bring you on too, Wes. I'm going to bring you on right now. We can have a three-way. You're live, Wes. But I'm going to say like this. When we talk Illuminati, right, like, we're talking about the people that control the money. We're talking about people
right.
that control the laws, that make the laws and all that. I'm saying that Jay-Z has nothing to do with that at all.
Right.
Or Nicki Minaj or any of them. So
yeah.
if we can...
That's just people connecting dots that don't exist.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's not to say that they aren't in control of the population, because music has power. Music has that kind of power. Mm.
Okay, I mean, I believe music has power myself, but I believe that the industry, a lot of them cats want you to believe that they're part of a bigger society, of a secret society. They want you to have that belief. That's amusing to them, I believe. Now, let me ask you a question tied into the other conversation, Smoke. What about your boy Floyd?
Is this directed to me, or is this you directed to both of us?
Period. I'm directing it to both of you.
I think that's the thing, and you know what? Like, this you got me on this. Like, you probably never heard me stutter. You know what I'm saying? You got me. You really got me on this, because the thing is, I see Floyd pushing the agenda, you know. I see him pushing the agenda. Like, and my thing is, the agenda to me right now is going on to feminize black men. You know what I mean? Like, or just to feminize the men, period. You know what I mean?
Not just feminize, but make him stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. But I see him pushing the agenda. You got me on that one, Kerr. You do, because
right.
because the thing is, I like I would can we do this? I'll answer this question after his boxing career.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, I see him out there pushing the agenda. You know what I mean? He's wearing the Uggs and all that. But at the end of the day, I don't know. Like, he's hanging out with Bieber and all that. You know what? I think like this. How about this? If he's not, at this point, he's trying. That's my answer right now.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? If he's not, he's trying. Because the
are we saying we're gonna see where he's at as far as when he retires, how relevant he still is, where his face is still in?
Yeah, I'm saying as far as the money, because after he's done with boxing, he's done. He can't really push an agenda. Like, you know what I mean? You have to be relevant to put an agenda out there. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you can't, you know, if you can't, if Jay-Z can't say, you know what I mean, how about this, Mims the rapper, like if he made Get That Dirt Off Your Shoulder, people won't be doing it. It's all about your relevancy. So, you know what
exactly.
I mean? So I'm saying that if he's not boxing no more and there's no more 24/7 when he's counting cash and Conan, you know what I mean, and wearing little boots and stuff, then that's what I'm saying, that's where I can assess it and say that, okay, once you're out of the scene, then what's going to happen? Because usually when people get done out of the scene, Kirk, you see this, when they're done out of the scene, that's when all the problems start happening. Everybody starts getting drug addicted, people start stealing shit from stores and all that type of crazy shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
but it's not
hard
for people to regain relevancy. Look at Mike Tyson. He got a cartoon now.
But see,
so,
but
is he Illuminati?
No. Are these people members?
What?
No, they are not sitting at tables. They are not sitting at tables with a secret society. But does that society have their hands in everything that people watch? Yes. Everything that is feeding our minds, they have a hand in.
Hey, Wes, you're dancing, brother. You got to answer his question. Is Mike Tyson Illuminati?
Is he? No.
Yeah.
Because like I said, they're not going to be sitting at tables with a secret society. These people are secret for a reason. You don't know who they are. Or they're hiding in plain sight.
But yeah, but you but we're going back to what you said. You can still be a puppet for the Illuminati, with the quote-unquote Illuminati, because me as a person, I mean, I'm not even going to change the subject, but you can still be a puppet for the quote-unquote Illuminati. So is Mike Tyson a puppet? Is Mike
I'm
Tyson
pretty
a
sure
puppet
he is.
For the Illuminati?
I'm pretty sure he is, yeah.
Who?
Now, Kerr, walk with me. Remember I said
who?
Wait till the career. Remember I said wait till the career is done? Now, what happened to Mike Tyson's career when he was done? He went flat. He went bankrupt. He went broke. He was, you know what I'm saying? And he had to come back.
Yeah.
Now, when Mike Tyson was out there pushing that agenda, you know what I'm saying, just acting wild and crazy, because, you know, back in our day, you know, Mike Tyson was wild. You know that.
I know.
No, you know that.
I know. He did craziness.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mike Tyson was wild.
My thing is, we're going to, like, it seems like if you're successful, then you're part of that secret society. I don't know. I'm not a believer.
You see, I don't believe that either. Just because somebody became successful, that they're automatically associated with that group. Because, like I said, you can become successful without ever signing the boxing. Look at Macklemore. he has his own label and he built it himself.
I mean, can you name like other examples, Wes, of who else did that?
ICP. They played to a niche market, and they built off of that.
ICP, that's in St. Cloud Posse?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're independent. But listen, though, but they do have, like, hold on, though. If you talk about them, they do have, like, a devilish agenda. But, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, though.
They do, but that's, yeah, but for them, that's their gimmick. Those are the people they appeal to. That's why I said they appeal to a niche market. That whole devilish thing is their niche. Because you got to look at it from this aspect, too. Not a lot of white rappers make it, so they relied on a gimmick.
Eminem?
No, I don't hate to make it.
Smoke.
That's why I said not a lot.
Hold on, Wes.
Smoke. So,
yeah.
So we would say, like, let's put it, so we would say, let's say, for example, Will Smith's Illuminati and Tyler Perry isn't, because Tyler Perry built his empire.
No,
think Tyler Perry is, because, once again, he's pushing an agenda.
Yeah, no, girl, I can't let you get that one in, bro. Tyler Perry is daily. No. Listen, my nigga. Listen, Kerr. Tyler Perry is Gary Christmas. Come on.
You what?
Gary Christmas. That's a whole nother thing. It just seems like, and that's a whole other study that's on the internet that anybody can see, Kerr. Like, any actor that gets popping, and that's that gay agenda. Like, we're not against gay people, because I don't even care about straight people, let alone gay people. But it's like this, that gay agenda, like, where men have to dress like women and things of that nature, what is so funny about that? Why do you have to blow up, especially with black actors? All the black actors, you know, comedians, they all had to dress up like the girl. Martin, Big Mama, Eddie Murphy, you know, he did the girl. Even if we go back to Skip Wilson, they all had to dress up like a girl. What is so funny about, even Adam Sandler, they all had to dress like a girl. And it's like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, why is this all extra feminized right now? Look how the children are dressing. Like, you know what I mean? It's all extra gay. All the jokes, even the jokes are gay. Even if we go to American Pie, like, it's gay. All the new Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell videos, they all have this gay joke in it, to where some guy has their ass in their face, or some their dick in their face, or, like, even with American Pie with Steve Stickler, Stifler, drinking a cup of beer with cum in it. What's so funny about that? What's so funny about this dude fucking a pie? You know what I mean? And can you imagine how many people try to do that shit? And this is what we're talking about, is the programming and the agenda. Because when you're around people now, they do little gay jokes and shit and stuff like that. And we want to know, What's the joke? I mean, that's all. That's what we're talking about right now, people. We just want to know what the issues is. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break. Give me 3 minutes, fellas. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to use the bathroom real quick, but I will give you this real quick.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins? We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man.
Ooh.
Ah, damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
Hey,
devil, the haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to our struggle, my nigga, we came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans because they waited so patiently. This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A million, million niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the Farrakhan rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD, who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the street. The trap gods raised me, face all on the sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat. All praise to the MACD, we found our language. Gold necklace, middle finger erect. God, Prophet Shabazz, styling on the record. Lost sons of Muhammad, we wildin' in the record. The Shad to Allah and Lahat is the message. All these niggas, I got to fight one. All these devils, I got to strike some. All these rebels just waiting on the war cry. Mama said, son, you got to strike drum. Rock Nation, celebration, motivation, elevation. Nigga, we made it from slaves on the slave ship. Live from the cotton field, straight to the spaceship.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hop of the slave ship. Pop up my chain and took it to Jacob. I gotta go play it. More than that bitch, like, nigga, oh, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty savings. I can't be rated. God. Damn, ho, stun on them haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, put so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. Why these rappers rap about guns they ain't shot? And a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, feed up, young go. Stunning on stage after 12 years of slaves. This Ace of Spades look like an Oscar. Black tough look like a monster. Don't make me ride ya, nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous of my melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God, Jesus, 7-letter made. So with my arms defeated, shackle, I still get paid. All praise is due. I'm ready to chase the Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days. What do I sing? Phase showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hoes. New religion ain't from the other world. Alien superstition. You blind, baby. Blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy. Kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though. Stupid, oh. The flow's filthy. Y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face and your corny handshake. Cocksucker, we made it. Ah.
Radio. And we're back once again. Shout out to the chat room. Shout out to everybody listening live. You in there, hit that one button, 347-989-0202. We're back. I'm gonna bring the guys back in. We had a dope conversation going on right now. I forget where we ended at. I was up there scrambling, trying to get my scenes together. But, Wes, you're back on, man. Finish your point. I think you were the last person to end off on your point. Yeah, finish off your point as far as the Illuminati situation. Wes.
Yo, I'm still here.
I said, okay, finish off your point. He was the, you had the last word. Finish off your point. I'm about to bring the homie Chris Clay back in a second.
No, last time
Chris,
remember,
you still out
you
there,
went,
brother.
Yeah, you had that. You had the last word because he said something about Tyler Perry. Then we went into the whole feminization and homo.
There you go. So
and,
did,
like,
that's what
the
I'm
homo
saying. Did you
agenda.
Have anything? Yeah. Do you have anything to rebut off of that? So, excuse me, brother. That's what I really wanted you to say. Did you have anything to say about what I had to say, as far as the last?
I mean, when it comes down to it, you basically hit the nail on the head with that one. He's pushing this whole homo agenda, you know, and people are buying into it. And it's not just him. It's almost now all of Black entertainment. Trying to make men sweet.
Finish your point.
Yeah, like, even when I hear these songs, they be singing these little sweet-ass hooks and shit. I'm like, how do y'all like this? How? I don't get this.
Hold on, let me bring the brother back on.
I'm from the bricks. Yeah, we live.
Yeah, young Z. All my niggas. Chris Clay's back on the check-in. Chris Clay on the check-in.
Yes, sir.
That intro music is dope, ain't it? I'll fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, people, man, if you're a frequent caller, you know what I'm saying, like, there'll be callers out there, Kurt, but they don't hit that one button, but you're a caller. You'll get your own intro music like the homie Chris Clay, Big Zyle, and the rest of the brothers. Wes, I'm going to hook you up, too, with your own intro music, too, brother. You've been calling, and you ain't scared to hit that one button. But, Kurt, you have a rebut to the homie, what he said, you know, the gay agenda, You think that Tyler Perry's just making movies, or do you think he's pressing an agenda?
I just don't see it. I mean, the whole it's always a matter of opinion. I don't like the majority of the new music put out. All the little, you know, Future. Everybody, that whole sound and all that, I'm not into all that, but I don't buy the whole everybody's connected to the Illuminati.
Okay, he switched it up. All right, I'm with you. Let me stick with to where you're at, because it's like this. You're saying that just give people their props. Hard work, dedication. These people grinded it out, and they didn't took no oath or anything like that. They just did hard work and dedication. That's where you're coming from. Like, hey, man, there might be some people, but certain people ain't all like that.
Nah, yeah. Like I said, I don't. What's that?
No, you're on. I'm gonna pause you. You guys get your back now. Background noise together. I'm gonna pause you real quick. I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. I'm gonna bring you back in. But go ahead, Kerr. So you can be crazy.
Yeah, I just like I said, man. I don't buy the whole. Everyone's Illuminati. I just can't. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, the thing is, Kerr, it's like this. Where the brother's coming from, it's like this. That it don't have to be Illuminati per se. It's an agenda that people are pushing. You know what I mean? And it's like, You have to admit, like, you're smart. I know you're smart. You might not go in, but you're smart enough to see that there is a gay agenda being pushed right now.
My thing is this, Mo. It's always been this way. It's always been, you know, whenever we was coming up, you know what I'm saying, cats was dressing like Hammer. You had a pair of Hammer pants. I had a pair of Hammer pants. People looked at you. Hey. Old head, look at you like.
Whoa. You know, Hammer was my man.
right. Now listen to what I'm saying though. Old heads was looking at you like, look at this clown. Why are they trying to be clowns? You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Now Wes, I'm gonna bring you in. Hopefully you got your back and our voice together, because now I'm gonna hit you with this, Wes. This is my thing. Because, like I said, I like to play devil's advocate. And my thing is, Wes, you're not that young. I mean, you're not that old. You're still in your early 20s. So now my thing is, are we becoming our parents, people our age, our parents, just like you just said, that same thing. Like, okay, when our parents heard us listen to hip-hop, they're like, what the fuck is that rigga-rigga scratch shit? You know what I mean? And we, you know what I mean? And we're like, oh, this is dope. But now are we becoming our parents saying that, okay, this is the new swag, this is the new wave, and we just gotta hold that. I'm gonna bring you in, Wes. I need you to answer this question for me, homie.
Opposed to that, I mean, I can't deny that to an extent, because that's just kind of what the older generation is going to do. They're going to look at the young generation and try to bash them like, okay, this is what, and be like, this is what we were doing back in our days. Like you said, you growing up listening to people like EPMD and LL Cool J, your parents was looking at you like you need to listen to some Barry White. But
or the Jodeci Temptations battle.
Yeah.
Continue though, bro. Because right now,
but,
Wes,
I mean,
you're online.
But at the same
you're
time,
Mr. Hold on, Wes. You're Mr. Hip Hop. You're online. You're Mr. Hip Hop. And the thing is, and you're from the youth. So, and we need you to speak up for the youth right now.
And I am. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
But there's also valid reason for this though. Because if you listen, right now they're not saying anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. Back, like, with NWA, I know they were exaggerated. But people like Kool G Rap told their life. And like, okay, this is what I had to do to get here. Now these people are just saying, oh, it's okay to do that. Do what I didn't do, because that's what I want you to do. I'm going to talk about it and make it sound cool.
Did he just put your NWA on Front Street?
Oh, my God, Wesley. Wesley.
Let's have some fun.
Hold on, dog.
Let's have some fun.
Keep on talking, Wes. Wesley?
Yeah, I got lost in thought.
I'll tell you what, when you talk about NWA, this is all I got to say to you, buddy.
You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, shit.
Wesley, let's have a get on this fucking show and talk bad about NWA ever in your life, okay? You had a good point, but dog, Christian Clayton knows, my man Kerr knows, on the line that
don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of NWA, but we both know they didn't do everything they talked about.
Wesley? Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
My nigga.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
But see, that right there, that's going into a whole other conversation, because 90% of them don't talk, aren't really, you know, 90% of them are exaggerating. And there's 10% that ain't, and 5% never got on.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the whole thing, and that's what we're talking about, Kerr. The agenda, like the guys, like, you look at a guy like a Papoose, right? Now,
right.
People might say he's trash. You know what I mean? But like, now if this guy's on the front line, okay, and this is the new paradigm, then now it's about your skills, okay? Opposed to what Nicki Minaj is talking about, my anaconda don't want none and all that shit. So like, it's just like this is what we're talking about, the agenda. It's like, why aren't these guys, certain people, getting the light? We like what Eminem's doing with Slaughterhouse. We ride with that. But are they really, did he put the power push behind them like he did 50 Cent? I need y'all to answer that for me.
Because like you said before, they don't fit the agenda. They don't fit what the people in charge want to push on the public. So they're not getting the recognition they deserve.
I think that has to do with the era. I think that has to do with the era of rap. At that time,
like my whole thing
when he pushed 50 heavy like that, that was at the end of the era where everybody was still buying albums. Now, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to push Slaughterhouse to a point where to bring hip hop back. From where it is now.
Now I ask you, Kerr. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, this is no debate. We're just asking questions because the people is gonna, you know, I'm gonna ask what the people is gonna ask you. Since you're on this platform,
right.
It's like, now, why didn't he do that? If that was his agenda, right, to bring it back, why didn't he shine Joe Buttons or all that? Like, I seen on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, I mean, just take my word for it. You know, I ain't friends. The red man said on Twitter, like, yo, I'll sign the Shady in a second. Yo, Eminem, holler at me. Now, red man is way more marketable. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to talk about skills. We're just going to talk about marketing because, you know, the bottom line for them is to make money. So,
of course.
You know what I mean? What, you know what I'm saying? So, all right. So, how come he didn't pick up Redman? But 50 had that agenda, like that get rich or die trying, Kerr. That's a serious statement, brother. You know what I'm saying? But
it is.
I mean, it's a serious statement. So, what I said to you is, if he was all about bringing hip hop back, why did he put all that money behind 50 in them, and you know, and did all that attention with 50 in them, and free Tony Yayo shirts and all that, but he's not doing the same thing with the lyricists, the basically, I think that can should be the whole center of attention at Slaughterhouse.
Right. I mean, like I said though, I think it goes back to the era of hip hop. I mean, whenever 50 came out, you could do that. You know what I'm saying? That's what was selling. That's what people wanted to hear. Nowadays, to ride off of what you guys are saying with these people, the cats that are out here now, and what these younger cats are listening to, they ain't really saying nothing. So therefore, do they really want to hear what Slaughterhouse has to say?
Right.
Well,
there's
a reason for that, though. Because that's been fed into their ears back to back to back. Like, if you listen to the radio, you'll hear the same songs at least 12 times in one drive.
I mean, that was happening in the 1990s. That was happening.
True.
I mean, that's just radio. That's radio, period.
Heavy market.
What I'm,
what I'm saying is Eminem couldn't push himself right now like he had pushed himself back in the day, the way he sold back in the day. He can't do it. That's because
these people were pushed that hard.
But what I'm saying is how can you expect him to push Slaughterhouse and make them be on top when he can't even do it with himself? He couldn't push 50 Cent right now to be who he was. You can't force it on people. It's a different generation, man.
To an extent, but if you slip it in there little by little, let them pick it up, they'll catch on to it. Because just the same way this shit was pushed,
and that's what he's trying to do, little by little.
When people first heard it, they were like, what the fuck was this? And then they started to hear it more and more, and they start to catch on to it, and they start to like it.
And I mean, if you look at it now, that's kind of what's happening. You have a divided hip hop right now. You have people that listen to, you got your Futures and that, but then you have a lot of young cats that are listening now to older hip hop, 90s hip hop. They're respecting the cats like Kendrick Lamar, the Slaughterhouse. The you know what I'm saying, that whole crew with Kendrick Lamar and them boys, they're starting.
Yeah.
There's, you know what I mean, it's divided. It's not how it was before.
Sure.
Before everybody listened to the same people. That's how it was. That's why people sold so many records, because everybody listened to the same people.
But believe it or not, they're starting to make a comeback because of the battle scene. Because the battle scene is heavy. It got a lot of people actually listening to lyrics. And then also Kendrick Lamar's control played a part in that as well. I like how he did that and the fact that he did that in the first place. That also gave way to expand the battle scene. Like URL and King of the Dot, like, they're buzzing right now, and it got people actually listening to lyrics. And that's really what divided the music up and the listeners.
Agreed.
Can I interject here on something on you, Wes? Can we interject that when the business aspect of hip hop came into effect? Because at the end of the day, nobody was really worried about when it started off about doing the business. But when the business aspect came in the game, then that's because that's the whole thing about it, Wes. This is entertainment. You know what I mean? This is entertainment. Let's just get off the whole Illuminati subject. Okay, Wes, let's put you on the hot seat real quick, because you know what, fellas, we're about to go into overdrive here real quick. We got the listeners out there still all in popping. We're gonna go 10 minutes overdrive, okay? But let me give you this thing, because it's gonna synchronize, Kerr, and you know this. We talked about this, about how rappers gotta live their lyrics. Now, we know this is entertainment. Okay. Now, what's your favorite movie, Wes? And I guarantee, you know, I don't want to answer your favorite, I don't want to answer your question, because I know you're on some real shit. You might say some goddamn Dragon Ball Z type shit. But if Scarface is not one of your favorite movies, I know you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? And you know for sure Al Pacino is an actor, okay? He's just acting.
Yeah.
So why can't some of these young brothers out here say their thing and say about shit that they, you know, that they ain't really living that life, they ain't really about that life, but they're painting a beautiful picture, you know, just like the actors doing the movie. So we buck it up, brother.
I mean, true. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just we need to separate it a little bit and disperse it up. There's not, because just, we both know hip hop started with house parties as well as street ciphers. It's all one thing right now in the industry, and I want to break it up.
So
I want to see some lyricists get on, and then, you know, some of these trap rappers get back on and then put back some lyricists on to have a better rotation.
Christian Kellyan, we got 3 minutes left. You got to rebut that.
Nah, I mean, hey,
I we had that conversation before, Smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's a lot of hip hop cats that are in it for the entertainment, and I agree with him to a point. But that's what it is. It is separated. If it wasn't separated, we wouldn't be having this conversation because we all have an opinion. We all have the hip hop that we listen to. Now, you know what I'm saying? You got cats that will tell you 100% to death that Future is that guy, or Waka Flocka is the hardest rapper they ever heard in their life. You know what I'm saying? That is the divide. You see what I'm saying? It's all a matter of opinion, my man. All of it. You know what I'm saying? And that, if it wasn't, there wouldn't be hip hop. There, you know what I'm saying? There's good hip hop, there's bad hip hop, and it's all seen in it's all a matter of opinion. What I think is good hip hop and what the next person think is good hip hop is two different sides of the street. You know what I'm saying? It just is the division. You dig what I'm saying?
So,
and there is a push. There is a push right now for that old school hip hop coming back, where lyrics really meant something. That a lot of that is coming back. You know what I'm saying? But you have a lot of young cats that'll look at you like, yo, that, you know what I'm saying? Where's the beat? You know what I'm saying? That beat, where's the hook at? You know what I'm saying? And that's where it's at. That's the divide. If there wasn't that, it wouldn't be hip hop, man. That's why you gotta love hip hop. I don't like that shit. But hey, if they want to go out and that's what they want to bang, that's what they listen to, hey, you know what I mean? More power to them. More power to them artists getting that money off of them cats.
Hey, I agree, man. And on that note, we in overdrive. We want to give a special shout out to Chris Clay Wes, your background noise is completely fucked up. Okay, we gotta put you back on hold. Shout out to Wes for tuning in. Nigga, get your Obama phone together. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, it was a deep conversation with these brothers. The brothers was passionate about it. They both had some good points. You know what I'm saying? And maybe next week we'll have part two of this conversation. But until then, up at Smoke Radio, we out of here.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me why shouldn't it be? I get a kick out of brew. There's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like we're deaf. Tempt me, do a number on the label. Eat up all the MCs and drink them under the table like it's on me. Put it on my tab, kid. However you get there, put it in the cabin. Iron horse it, you leave it on your face, forfeit. Across the mic, hold it like the heat, he might toss it. Told him, tell him they stole it. He told her he lost it. She told him, get off it, and a bunch of other more shit. Getting money, they just be getting on new leaves. It's like eating watermelon, stay spitting new seeds. It's the weed, give me some of what he's drooping off. Soon as he wake up, choking like it was whooping for. They grouping soft. First hour at the open bar, and they're trooping off. He went to go laugh and get some head by the side road. She asked him autograph a derriere red. So why though? This yard bird tastes like fried toad. Turns up villain. Take pride in cold words. Crooked eye mold, nerd geek with a cold heart. Probably still be speaking in rhymes as an old fart. Study how to eat the dime by the pizza guy. No, he's not too fly to ski. And to ski the eye, to squeeze the thigh. Maybe give a curve a few. The same way she feel it when he flow with nerves. Still, they call a super when they need their back on plumbing. Power's only one left, the pack coming six. Whatever happened to 2 and 3? A Herb tried to slide with 4 and 5 and got caught. Like, what you doing, G? Don't make them have to get cutting like truants. Matter of fact, not for nothing. Right now, you and me, looser than a pair of Adidas. I hope you brought your spare tweeters. MCs sound like cheerleaders. Rapping and dancing like redhead kingpin. Came to do the thing again, no matter who be blinging. You do it for the smelly hubbies. Seeds know what time it is, like it's time for Teletubbies. You can do it, even fuel can sell it. Take it from the dude who wear a mask like a tartan helmet. He plots shows like robberies. In and out, 1, 2, 3, nobody's pleased.
Run the cash and you won't get a wet sweatshirt. The mic is a shoddy, nobody moves, nobody get hurt. Bring the heat like the boy done going to war. Game in the door, and everybody on the floor. A whole string of jobs like we on tour. Every night, on a score, coming to your corner store.
Peace out.